Blog Talk Radio.
Emmanuel, Matthew 1:23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, meaning the God with us. Jesus Christ, who empowered his followers to change the world today. Distance is not a barrier, God moves. Emmanuel TV, God with us.
The right hand of God is power. Let. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you. I want to dress like you today. I want to be like one of you. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have on the table Please take it. This is the message for you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to salute the wise men for wonderful work the Lord is using them to do. Are you talking of the one that just happened recently? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to take you back to the message last Sunday, acting on the word. And I want to believe for the whole years, 100 years, if you continue to talk about this, it's like from Genesis to Revelation. That is what we were. Let someone say, acting on the word. So shall we call this part two? And let's see the time the Lord has for us to talk about this. Once again, acting on the word. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I want you to listen to my word. Don't look at my appearance, please. You know you are the one that gave me this, and I'm wearing it too. That should not cause distraction. Okay, after the message, I'm going to remove it. Hallelujah. Are you there? Acting on the world. Being once all over the world, I want to dress like you. I don't want this to cause depression. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let someone say, acting on the world. Let's take a look at the book of Romans. The book of Romans 10. So take your time to read from verse 1 to the end, but I will just take you to some proof texts in that book of Romans. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may save. Verse 2, for I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to the knowledge. Take note of that, you underline that. Not according to the knowledge. Remember the book of Colossians 1 verse 9. I'm drawing your attention to that. It's exact, that is, we have exact knowledge. We have exact knowledge. Perfect knowledge. Complete knowledge. That knowledge is in the word. And last Sunday I told you that when illumined by the Spirit, we can have this knowledge. But look at what the word here in the Roman. I'm taking it once again. It says, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. Verse 2, for I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to the knowledge. And the book of Romans, the book of Galatians, like I have said, 9, say we have exact knowledge, perfect knowledge, complete knowledge, and that knowledge is in the Word of God. When in your mind by the Spirit, you can only have this when it gives by the Spirit, because the Bible says our spirit acts with our words. That is, our spirit acts upon our words. So verse 3. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. But for Christ is the end of the law, is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Righteousness for everyone who believes. Not everyone that confess. Confession is not for confession is not for everyone who believes. Because one can confess this and in differently. But in here we have, it says, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. So that word believe is what we are going to talk about today. Verse 9, that if you confess with your, verse 9, are you there? And if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, take note of that, and believe in your heart, the word believe, and believe in your heart, I read it again, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Verse 10, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. 11, for the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Wow. Hallelujah. Acting on the words. The problem of believing is made simple. When we know that it is acting on what God has spoken, made simple. Tell your neighbor, the problem of believing is made simple when we know that it is acting on what God has spoken. So there are many, are you talking of the commandment of God? Remember the commandments: love your neighbor as yourself. That is one of the commandments. Your neighbor could be your enemy. Your neighbor could be those who do not share the same faith with you, religious people. The Bible says, love them all. What God has spoken. Because we are known by our love. Tell your neighbor, we are known by our love. I can hear you. I can hear you. Again and again. Because we are known by our love. If you have all gifts without love, it is a wasted energy. If you have all gifts, just mention, without love, it is a wasted energy. Are you there? Yes. Let's quickly, because of time, let's quickly look at the book of 1 John. John 5, chapter 13. This thing I have written, are you there? Okay, 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. This thing I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Take the other, the other line there. You may know that you have what? And that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Wow. What are we talking about here? Take in that book of Romans 10 verse 9. Believe in your hearts. Before we now draw our attention to 1 John chapter 5 verse 13, take note of Romans 10 verse 9. Believe in your hearts. Take note. Here, our spirit acts upon our word. Believe in our hearts. Here, our spirit acts upon our word. When your spirit acts upon the word, the belief in heart will be released by faith out of your mouth. Are you with me? When your spirit acts upon the word, the belief in your heart will be released by faith out of your mouth. Let me give you a good example. If I say, be healed in the name of Jesus, if belief in my heart is released by faith out of my mouth, I will have what I say. If I say, be healed in the name of Jesus, be delivered in the name of Jesus, be free in the name of Jesus, you know, it's a common language everywhere. Everybody say, the name of Jesus, be delivered in the name of Jesus, be free in the name of Jesus. If I say, be healed in the name of Jesus, if the belief in my heart is released by faith out of my mouth, I will have what I say. If the belief in my heart is not released by faith out of my mouth, my word will be idle, meaningless, and oftentimes destructive. Let someone say, there is power in our mouth. The belief in our heart is released. It's faith out of our mouth. Let someone say, there is power in our mouth. The belief in our heart is released by faith out of our mouth. So if I say, be healed in Jesus' name, and I have what I say, it means the belief in my heart is released by faith out of my mouth. Without faith, the belief in my heart will remain dormant, unacts. Without faith, the belief in my heart will remain dormant. Can you see why what you say happen and why what you say do not happen? In 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, it says, he that believe, that he that believe, that what? Eternal life. He that believe, that eternal life. Let's take it in verse 14. That's verse. This thing I have written to you, for who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. That he that believe has what? Eternal life. Take note of that. He that believe has what? Eternal life. Now, what does this mean? He that believes has eternal life. The Spirit will help us know this truth. The Spirit will help us know this truth. Are you with me? Let someone say, the Spirit will help us know this truth. Take note of that. That believing is possessing. The Spirit will help us know this truth. That believing is possessing. The instant that you believe, you have. Let someone say, the instant that you believe, you have. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. If I say, hey, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, be delivered. If I believe, that is, if the belief in my heart is released by faith out of my mouth, instantly I will have what I say. That is, the belief, the instant belief, it is yours. The instant you believe, it is yours. So, I want you to know the person of belief, the word belief. You believe, it is yours. Faith is not rooted in intellectualism. It's not rooted in intellectualism. It is purely spiritual issue. It is not an intellectual agreement. It is not what? It is not an intellectual agreement. That is faith. Faith comes when the will prevail over the thinking processes. The faith that releases your belief, we say, the belief in my heart is released by faith out of my mouth. Faith comes when the will prevail over the thinking, processing. We know the word. This is the word. Everybody know the word. This is the word. This is the word. Everybody know. This is the word. We may be familiar with the original Greek or Hebrew. We may know the history of the word. That is all wasted energy if we do not live the word or practice it. You may mentally assent and never have. You may hope and never have. Yes, you may be familiar with the original Greek or Hebrew or the history of the word. Never have. You believe, you become a possessor of the Father's nature. Tell anybody, the instant you believe, you become a possessor of the Father's nature. What is the Father's nature? What is the nature of Heavenly Father? The instant you believe, you become a possessor of the Father's nature. You may not have developed grown in grace and the knowledge of the word. You may not have taken advantage of your privilege as a son. But you are a son, the very sons and daughter of God. The very sons and daughter of God. In Corinthians 5:17, it says, if anyone, take note of that, if anyone come to him, pass away, all other things become what? The mind of God is mine. The old has stopped being. A new man has taken his position, his place. That is the mind of God. The mind of God, the old man has stopped being. new man has taken his position, his place. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new what? The old man, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The mind of God, the old man has stopped being. A new man has taken his what? His place. Has taken his place. First Thessalonians chapter 13. First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 13. Told us that man is a divine nature, is a divine being. Man is what? Divine being. Possess of spirit, soul, and body. Man is a divine being, possess of spirit, soul, and body. It is possible to identify our body. It is possible to identify our body. But what of our soul and spirit? Because we have no emotional reaction. To indicate their existence, we know we believe God has said it and we believe it. We know God has said it, and we believe it. In that Thessalonians 1, chapter 5, 13, man is a divine being, possesses spirit, soul, and body. It is possible to identify body. But what of our soul and spirit? Because we have no emotional reaction to indicate their existence. We know God has said it, and we believe it. So we shall continue where we stopped, but I wanted to take this home. Scriptural prayer releases the power of God. Scriptural prayer releases what? The power of God. Tell your neighbor, see your prayer with scriptural. Fill your prayer with scripture. Fill your prayer with the scripture. I can hear you. I can hear you. Again and again. Again. Fill your prayer with the scripture. You cannot pray without reading the scripture. If one is missed, you miss all. You can't just begin to pray without first reading the scripture. Where will you get the language, the word? And the prayer has language, and the language is in the word of God. It means you use your word, your language. If you are not reading your Bible and you just pick and begin to pray, where will you get the language you are using? Scriptural prayer releases the power of God. Tell your neighbor. Tell your neighbor. Fill your prayer with the scriptural, with the scripture. Fill your prayer with the scripture. Tell your neighbor once again. I can hear you. Again and again. Fill your prayer with the scripture. If the word dominating your spirit, you will be influenced. It will influence your conduct and your behaviors. If the word dominating your spirit, it will influence your conduct and your behaviors. Tell your neighbor, if the word dominating your spirit, it will influence your conduct and behaviors. I can hear you. In our ministry here, the Synagogue Church of Our Nation, the word has been a living and growing force. Are you with me? In our ministry here, Church of Our Nation, the word has been a living and growing force. That is why you see what is happening. It is not our logic. It is not our philosophy. It is not our knowledge. It is not our preaching. Living well. So the way has been a living and growing force. They cannot do anything. The mighty one that is in us is taking out of the world Jesus Christ. Are you with me? The mighty one that is in us is taking out of the world. As we begin to do the well, he begins to do in us and through us. Are you with me? As we begin to do the well, he begins to do in us and through us. Thank you, Jesus. Rise up and give thanks to God. He is with us in the living world. Say it about, he is with me in the living world. I can hear you. He is with me in the living world. He is with me in the living world. As we begin to do the work, he begins to do in us and through us. Ask God to give you a hearing heart, so that this is where you will know that, look, if the word dominating your spirit, it will influence your conduct. Ask him to dominate your spirit, so that he can influence your conduct and behaviors. Dominate my spirit. Here I am, Lord, dominating me. Say, dominate me. Dominate me. Yes, ask him to dominate you, take over you. Do it in me and through me. Open your lips. Say, do it in me and through me. Prayer. Work in me and through me. Manifest in me and through me. Prayer.
Maintenant, le spectateur, demandez de dominer votre esprit.
Do it in me and through me. Manifest in me and through me. Work in me and through me. Work in me and through me. Do in me and through me.
Dominez votre esprit afin qu'il influence votre conduite et votre comportement. Faites-le tout seul à travers moi et pour moi, Seigneur. Priez.
Continuamos en oración. Pide a Dios que influencie en su espíritu para que actúe en él y a través de él. Ore.
Walk in me and through me. Talk in me and through me. Look in me and through me. Manifest in me and through me.
Act
in me and through me.
Agis en moi et à travers moi. Parle en moi et à travers moi. Regarde en moi et à travers moi. Manifeste-toi en moi et à travers moi. Priez. A nuestro Señor Jesucristo que actúe en él a través de él para que influencie su actitud. Ore. Hazme a través de mí para que influencie mi actitud.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Remember part of this message, that if we say, be free, be delivered in Jesus' name, if the belief in our heart is not released by faith out of our mouth, our prayer will be idle, meaningless, and oftentimes destructive. It is the belief in our heart that is being released by faith. There is power in our mouth. The belief in our heart is released by faith out of our mouth. Anybody can say, in the name of Jesus be healed, in the name of Jesus be delivered. But the belief in your heart. But not anyone can bring Jesus on the scene. Be healed, be delivered. To bring Jesus on the scene, the belief in your heart must be released by faith out of your mouth. Right now, open your lips, ask him to act in you and through you. Act in me, so that my work will be holy, My character will be holy. My attitude will be holy. My life will be holy. My perception will be holy. Everything about me will be holy. Act in me and through me. Act in me and through me. Act in me. Ask him to act in you and through you. In Jesus' name, prayer. Act in me, Lord, so that my work, character, attitude, life, perception, everything about me will be holy. In Jesus' name.
Dieu Seigneur, agis en moi, afin que mes œuvres soient saintes, mon caractère soit saint, mon attitude, ma vie, mes possessions soient saintes, tout ce qui me concerne soit saint. Priez.
Abre sus labios, ve a nuestro Señor Jesucristo que actúe en usted, a través de usted, hace su comportamiento.
Name we pray. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, we believe God for a time. The service today will be closed because we start very early. And what God has in package is store for you. You should be ready to receive it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we shall at least look at our testimony. Just only one out of thousands testimony we have today. Last week, a lot of questions. It was about a brother everybody want to hear from. But there are many other. The brother today will not be able to talk. We'll wait behind. We want to hear from a pastor that fasted for 40 days, and after fasting for 40 days, the evil spirit entered him. And the pastor that went to the village to destroy the idol, and after destroy the idol, the ghost entered him. So we want to hear, so that for lesson, so that every one of us, we are here, and we are open for lesson. We want to, here I am, use Lord, you listen to this lesson. By the time you listen to this confessional and the testimony, you'll be able to locate the direction, where your problem coming from. A lot we have done. So these are the two we listen attentively, and I believe. Look, my brother, I'm not used to this kind of address. I'm coming.
Vous l'avez entendu de l'homme de Dieu. Nous allons maintenant passer à la section des témoignages. Nous avons quelques témoignages aujourd'hui. Donc restez connectés avec nous, téléspectateurs, pour la suite.
En unos momentos más vamos a pasar. A los testimonios. Vamos a abrir nuestro corazón para que esos testimonios puedan cambiar nuestras vidas. Recordamos la oración del hombre de Dios. Espíritu Santo, actúa a través de mí y en mí, en el nombre de Jesús.
Forever, oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled.
Thank you. You may be seated. You may be seated. Hallelujah. We want to begin to listen to the testimony. Let's start from the man that, a pastor that went to the village to destroy the idol. And lesson to learn, there's a lot of lesson for every one of us to learn. It's a minister of God, went to the village, and to destroy the idol. After that, what happened? So please, let's watch before. Watch your screen. They watch all over the world.
And
if there's question for you to answer, I think because of this deliverance, that is why I take it upon myself to deliver the message, acting on the word. You will see the word I'm delivering, I've been delivering for the past 4 weeks now. It's purely practical. Practical. You open your Bible, open everywhere, hardly you will be able to trace it. What is happening is what I'm talking about. It's the practical aspect of it. But people keep asking, I can say it in the name of Jesus. No, you can say it in the name of Jesus. Not in the manner of T.B. Joshua. You will say it if the belief in your heart is released by faith, and it will work. If the belief in your heart is released, there is power in our mouth. The belief in our heart is released by faith out of our mouth. Tell your neighbor, take your pen and write. Take your pen. There is power. Put it on the screen. There is power. In our mouth, the belief, in our heart is released by faith out of our mouth, out of our mouth. There is power in our mouth. The belief in our heart is released by faith out of our mouth. It means it is faith that releases the power. If not, the power will remain dormant. all what is happening here, you too, you have the power to raise the dead, to deliver people. But you need absolute faith, that is measure of faith to release it. It's not a new thing. It is given. It's given to you. It's part of you. From primordial, since when you are embryo in your mother womb, that power is there. From embryo, the power has been in. So without power, you cannot be an image. It is that power is there to loose and to burn from embryo. Faith is a spiritual issue. It's a spiritual force that grows and develops in the heart. Tell me about faith. It's a spiritual force that grows and develops in the heart or the spirit of man. That is faith. That grows, that's faith. Let's listen.
Regarder la vidéo la délivrance de ce pasteur avant d'écouter son témoignage.
Vamos a ver el siguiente video de este video.
Watch your screen.
Wise Man Daniel is praying for the people that have come to the Synagogue Church of All Nations Monday service to receive a touch that is capable of rewriting the history of their lives. Watch as the wise man takes his time to pray for this man, as the contrary spirit within him begins to speak out. Keep watching to listen to what the one inside of him has to say.
I'm a great man.
What have you done to him?
I have destroyed him.
In what way?
In many ways. I have destroyed his family. He's a pastor. I destroy his ministry.
How did you destroy him and the ministry?
He talks about delivering people. What did he do with delivering people?
He delivered
the
gens.
Nothing confusion in the village.
What is easy to cause?
He deliver people and destroy idols in the village.
There are two beings now. Himself is talking, and another. You see, I was telling you people last time, the will, our will, and the will of God. It's his will. If the will of God has not, that is what we call immersion. But the Bible call it John. They say, our spirit John himself to God's spirit to declare us that we are children of God. The word John, in the place of John, put immersion. Because when you join things like this, it's different from when you put mix something together. So now, if you are not bad and you are not really a Christian, you will not understand what is happening here. The same man they say, I'm a pastor. And another person will say, I will destroy him. One person is the one talking. One person is saying, I'm a pastor. Another one inside him will say, I will destroy him. I destroy his ministry. He like God. I will destroy him. Can you see? So let's watch.
Vamos a escuchar el siguiente testimonio.
Nothing confusion in the village.
What is easy to cause confusion?
He deliver people and destroy idols in the villages.
Okay, is that how it causes confusion?
Yes.
You don't want you to deliver people and destroy idols.
Why should you do that?
Okay.
Why should you do that?
Is it the Bible you use to do that?
Yes.
Okay, you don't like the Bible?
I don't like it. I don't want to hear the Bible.
How does he deliver people? How?
He pray for people and deliver them.
Okay.
I cause enemy in him.
Okay.
Every enemy.
Okay.
I scatter his church. Cause confusion.
What, how did you
they will quarrel everybody, they quarrel. I send people to cause confusion. When the word of God is going on, they will begin to quarrel.
So
I am the one that did it.
What did you have in doing that?
The people will not hear the word. I want the church to close.
Okay, why do you want the church to close? You don't like church?
Don't like
it. It's the same person that is preaching the word of. Not that is, look at it very well. It's not another pastor that preached the word. It's the person that is preaching. So the same person is the one also destroying the. It's like you gather the fruit and use your hand to scatter it. So now, the person that gathered the fruit is inside him. The person that scattered the fruit is inside him. Oh my God. If I'm talking, let us see your hand. The person that gathered the fruit, the career, the possession, everything gathered together for prosperity is inside. The one that also scattered it is inside. So this is where. So these are the mystery you need to know. These are the mystery. When you watch this, you have to be very careful before you begin to say, I'm born again, because hey, listen. Is the one that's trying to say, Jesus is Lord. Come and listen. Jesus is Lord. The same inside the mouth, the same mouth also begin to scatter it again. So let's watch.
What is the quarrel? I send people to cause confusion. When the word of God is going on, they will begin to quarrel.
So
I am the one that did it.
What did you have in doing that?
The people will not hear the word. I want the church to close.
Okay, why do you want the church to close? You don't like church?
Don't like it.
You don't like church? No. What about the name Jesus?
No, that name is an enemy.
The name Jesus is an enemy to you?
Yes.
You don't want them to mention the name at all?
No.
Okay, what happened when they mentioned the name?
When they mentioned the name, it troubled us. It sends fire.
Fire?
Yes.
When they mention the name Jesus?
Yes.
Okay, does it mean that you cannot harm those that mention the name Jesus?
There is fire around them. Those people that have Jesus, there is a mark fire in their forehead.
Okay, when you look at them, you see the fire?
Yes.
Because they have the name Jesus.
Yeah.
What of those that don't have the name Jesus?
Okay.
These are the people you destroy?
Yes.
Does it mean that you hate the name Jesus?
Yes, I heard the name. It caused problem in the region.
Which region? Where?
The region of darkness. I hate prayer.
You hate prayer?
Yes.
N'aime pas la prière.
The mother born themselves, I destroyed Terry is dead.
Okay, what have you done to others?
The others have just closed the way. No progress in the family. I destroyed the wife. The wife, I make the wife to be barren. She cannot have a child. And from the idol of the village, go about destroying the idol. He says, it's a pastor. Why should you destroy the idol? He goes delivering people. Why should you be delivering?
What is the name causing to you?
He sent fire.
With the name Jesus.
Yeah. I say I don't want to hear it again. Are you not hearing? Don't do it.
You listen to that? If you are not in the spirit, you will not understand what is going on. Because the same person is the one now saying he went to the village to destroy the idol. But also his supporter of idol, the same Satan darkness, is also talking inside him. So that show that we call admire and admit, which mental assent admires, admits, does not act. You can be ministers of God, you can be ministers, pastor, evangelist, pastor, prophet, bishop, whatever name, by mental assent, by study the word, study the history of the word, familiar to the original Greek word, Hebrew word, and you become pastor. You preach the gospel, you preach the word, the people will listen to you. With that, you believe you can move mountain, you can begin to do whatever, destroy the image, destroy the gods in the village, but you cannot bring Jesus on the scene. But this world today is upside down. Upside down. There's what we call our spirit act upon our world. When if the world does not dominate your spirit, it will not be able to influence your conduct and your behaviors. If I'm talking to you, let me see your hand. If the world does not dominate your spirit, it will not be able to influence your conduct, the conduct, your character, your behavior. I don't want to smoke. 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 1 week, you go back again to smoke. I don't want to see. 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, you go back. Because there is nothing to influence your conduct and your behavior. If I'm talking to you, let us see your hand. You continue to wrestle, to struggle, to wrestle. I don't want to lie. After 1 week, 2 weeks, you go back, you continue this lying. You continue to pray and fast. You need influence. Something to influence you, to restrain you, to guide you. You need to be under the supervision. When you are going, you will say, come on. Yes. Good luck. Yes, sir. Look here. Yes, sir. But you are the one that trying to guide yourself, to restrain yourself, to guide, to be influenced. No, this is not good. Unless you are influenced by the Holy Ghost. If your character is not influenced, your conduct is not influenced by the Holy Ghost, you continue to try. We listen to what I said in the last meeting, our last message. I say, if the world dominating your spirit, it will influence your conduct and behaviors. Tell your neighbor, if the world dominating your spirit, it will influence your conduct and behaviors. You cannot say no to anything if Holy Spirit is not there to help you. You cannot say no. You can only say, you try to say no after some time, after some day back. Unless you are under the check and conduct of Holy Ghost. Are you with me? So now issue of people sending me, pastor, how can a pastor also have the evil spirit or demon casting out in the pastor? No, we should try to understand the way pastors. We have pastors. We have pastors and we have a pastor. Now, by believing, demise action, create action. Pastor, by believing, Believing demands action, creates action. Another ministers of God, by mental assent, admires, admits, does not act. Two of this pastor, the mental assent pastor, pastor by believing, even the one of mental assent can preach better than even the one with believing. Preach powerful message, teach message, wonderful message. And when they teach from Genesis to Revelation, you give salute. Like I have said, you may mentally assent, never what? Never have. You may hope and never have. The instant that you believe, it is yours. I know that I'm a pastor or minister of God when I'm not at with the Father who sent me. You must act with him to know his opinion about you and about others. And when you cannot act with him to know his opinion about you and about others, and you say, if, okay, it's like you are working for me, you are working under me, you are my staff. But you never act with me, but you say you are my staff. Is that not a dangerous mission? So that is it. If you are my staff and you work with me, that will be a time we talk, tell you what to do, how to do it, give you necessary weapon, instruction, or you must be under my supervision. It takes instruction on how to go about what the assignment given to you. That is what I'm talking about. Because when you begin to act with God, he will be the one to say, you know when to fast. You can't just go and fast because you are suffering, because you need healing, because you need possession, you need money, you need progress, you need promotion in your working place. You just say, and you want to fast. No, you must be led by the Holy Ghost to do whatever fasting you want to fast, you want to do. Prayer is not a natural issue. But today we have taken it as an emotional issue. It's not an emotional issue. Prayer is not an emotional issue. It takes faith to activate prayer. Tell your neighbor, it takes faith. I can hear you. Again? I can hear you. It takes faith to activate prayer. It takes faith. So we have taken everything as a natural issue. You want to fast, you can just wake up and say, I want to fast today. Or when it is time of calendar, 40 days, it's in calendar, you don't begin to fast. It becomes a natural issue. Calendar should not tell us, sister should not tell us, sister should not tell us when to do the fasting. If we decided to pick that fasting in the attribute of our Lord Jesus Christ, why can't we walk on the sea? Jesus walked on the sea. Why can't you also walk on the sea? We should also walk on the sea. Jesus walked on the sea. He was led by the Spirit to do so. Even after he finished fasting, the tempter still come. So if somebody who was led by the Spirit to do so, and tempter still come, what of you that are not led by the Spirit? The tempter will be so much on you. And I don't know what will help you out of this. We see everything. We see it not as if it's a natural issue. It's not a natural issue. It is a spiritual issue. It's a spiritual issue. Prayer must be in the power of Holy Ghost. Fasting must be in the power of Holy Ghost. Everything we do in regard, in respect of God, must be in the power of Holy Ghost. Because he speaks to us through his word by the Spirit. We want to dress in the name of Jesus, that is in the power of Holy Ghost. You want to talk in the name of Jesus, you talk by the help of Holy Ghost. So fasting by the help of Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. This is just it. If not, this demon will not leave us.